Good afternoon. A manhunt is underway for the man who is accused of shooting and killing another one on Ponsonby Road just after 10 o'clock last night. This man's been dubbed extremely dangerous, and police have released a photo of him showing a large man in a T-shirt with facial hair and quite a big tattoo. The police officer investigating is Detective Inspector Chris Barry. Hey, Chris.
Kia ora, Heather.
Do you know who that guy is?
That is what we are trying to find out, and that is why we have appealed to the public with these quite good quality images that we have put out. And our challenge now is to identify who this person is and where he is so that we can take him into custody.
Do you have any idea whether he knew the person that he shot?
Look, at this early stage, it is difficult to say what his motivation for carrying out this crime is. So at this point, no, we don't know why he did this. And we are very focused on finding who he is and bringing him into justice to hold him to account.
The guy who died was in a car with three other people. What did those three other people say? Did they indicate whether they knew who this chap was?
Look, we have spent some time speaking with them. They are all very upset. They are cooperating fully with the investigation, and that doesn't assist us in finding out why this happened. So at this stage, our priority is on locating this person. We believe that he is dangerous. Obviously, he's carried out this attack, and our concern is to get him into custody so that we can mitigate that risk.
Do you know if the guys, I mean, it's hard to know if this guy's gang affiliated if we don't even know who he is, but the guys in the car, are they gang affiliated?
Look, we don't. There's no indication that this is a gang-related event.
Well, that's scarier, isn't it, Chris? Because what that is then is potentially just some random shooting on Ponsonby Road.
Yeah, as I say, once we locate our offender and we know who he is, what his background is, and he will have the opportunity to speak to us, hopefully we will have a better indication at that point. But at this stage, there hasn't been an altercation, so yes, we don't have a motivation for him to tragically take this young man's life.
Okay, so a lot of people, it's a nice part of town, right? So a lot of people are going to be, and are, freaking out about this kind of stuff happening on Ponsonby Road. What do you say to them?
Well, what I would say is that we have a dedicated team of investigators that are working extremely hard to get that breakthrough that we need to locate and apprehend this offender. In the interim, we have increased patrols, particularly in Ponsonby, and we appeal once more just for anyone that does know who this person is. It could be a family member of theirs. It could be an associate or a friend, just to pick the phone up and give us that piece of information so that we can catch up with them and deal with them appropriately.
Chris, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Chris Barry, Detective Inspector.
For more from Heather Duplessy Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.